Well, Rick may make the ship too. But the one who laid it all on his shoulders may find it a little bit hard to get up those steps. And you're trying to live in a dream world. And you've got to dream. You have to dream, or you can't set any goals. You have to vision, or you cannot reach anything. You have to know where you're headed, or you may as well not start. And that's where everybody is, wandering around all over the map, going exactly where they tell you to go, even catching the diseases they suggest you have. And you nicely will go over and lay down, let them shoot you. They'll take your guns away so that you cannot defend selves. And so then you're going to say, well, Hatton, you just said. Yes, I did. And I would feel better about all of you if you didn't have any guns, because that won't tempt you then to go out there and form a militia to think that you are going to stop this thing come upon you. You cannot stop it that way. You can stop it one way, that is by learning and knowing truth, and that gives you freedom. Evil will not stand in the light of God, not for one solitary minute. Well, I might get killed. Precious ones, you are headed to get killed. Unless you have a pass to the underground in Australia. I didn't say right over here at Edwards. If this bunch who have planned this world has not given you a pass into the underground security of Australia, you aren't on their list to live. It's that bad. But I want to tell you the good news. They've built an army, and they built it for God, and they didn't know it. You're going to hear all about the alien invasion so that they can get you all riled up, and now we'll go fight those aliens. Well, you have Russians who have built cosmospheres that are more sophisticated than anything you have. And there are some very godly Russians. And for your own sake, I want to share this with you. Never, never try to prejudge where your help may come from. Those cosmosphere drivers are not on the side of the elite. And they're trying every way to pull Russia down and get control of those cosmospheres. They have moon bases. And you just shot one of their major bases out. That's why the cosmonaut had to go 2 weeks or a month or whatever. The biggest bunch of BS I've ever heard. He couldn't get down here because his craft was damaged. And you damaged it. And they're mad at you. The Battle of Armageddon itself will begin in the Middle East, just like the prophecies. Because it's the Islamic nations and the Christians that they want to wipe out. And they've got to get rid of Islam first. They know that most of the Christians have been put to sleep, mesmerized by raptures and things like that. They don't have to. They'll march right over you and you won't do anything about it. But Islam will not sit still. They'll fight till the last man is dead, because they know they're just going to a greater and higher glory, is the way they put it. The whole world knows but you. You are the victims of this lie. You are the people of the light. Now let me give you the hope. This is the hope. God's come to you. God's returned to this nation. This is a very special area. It holds the communication system, the navigation system of this little corner of the universe. It has always been here. It has always been above when other continents have gone down. And this is why they have built in Australia. Australia is part of old Mu. And you can tell by the way the tectonic plates work that this area right here will be thrust up. That does not bode well for the coast. But that's another evening. They have built, manufactured, they have many craft, and they have taken the DNAs and they have replicated a bunch of little mechanical beings, which I think is very handy. Some of them are very small, some are very large, more sophisticated, but I want to tell you, no Mickey Mouse ET gets from the farthest reaches of space into your environment without being a lot smarter than the dodo heads that they portray for you, so that you are locked to these monsters. There aren't any monsters out there, they're all here with you. They're not even allowed to come and go. They're all here with you. Restricted here to you. It's a time of confronting God, a time of sorting, and a time of Kali, that means chaos. And I think you'll look around you and you'll feel like from time to time you have it. They can pulse beams in at entire cities that can absolutely cause them to riot against each other, go out and kill each other, or die of depression by suicide. How can you counter it? By taking your power, controlling your frequencies, and countering it. In this area, you have it better because I'm not going to let them get through the shield. Because this is where some of the remnant is going to be. And this is where the other half of my team is. And I don't care whether the Christian church is like me or not. I don't have a doctrine, I have God. And you can have him too. And then you can make some of the decisions. Please.
The question was, I'll give the question was, explain the staff of life.
No. I'm struggling with it a little myself because I don't want just to slash and cut it, because there's a great meaning there. And I like Joshua. I like him better actually than Moses. He listened. They built these great walls around Jericho. And he listened. I'm going to knock them down for you. How do you suppose he did it? Not through magic. He got his troops marching around that wall, and he got the harmonics up, mm-hmm. and it just tumbled down. Physics. Don't expect God to give you mysticism when he's already given you order, logic, and reason. And the natural laws of creation are unbending, absolute, forever. The laws of God will vary in some instances depending on the size of a planet, but not in concept. Never. You bend them. You vote them in. You vote them out. But the facts are, on what you call Judgment Day, nose to nose, they're going to be there in solid, pure gold, blinking at you like neon sign. Ooh, I wish I hadn't done that. Shouldn't have tattled on my neighbor, or whatever. The blessing is that most of you are so much better than you believe yourselves to be. Because God measures intent, soul intent. And if your intent were not godly, you wouldn't have bothered to walk over here tonight or drive or however you got here. You just wouldn't bother. If any came to denounce me, then I consider you a hostile alien and I'll be happy to hear you. In fact, I love controversy. In this sense, I simply ask questions. And I don't have to ask many, where did you get that? Have you read all of this? Have any of you read all of these things? Have you read 55 Phoenix Journals and every Liberator? Then don't denounce me until you have. Or you don't know what you're talking about.
I'll tattle on some other neighbors we had come knock on our door.
This is tattle on neighbor night.
I won't say what group they were with, but they carry a little magazine. And Jack got him at the door, and I went trotting off to my bathroom and got my copy of Liberator. Told Jack, you hand them our literature, and they'll read it, and we'll take theirs and read it. She wouldn't. Watch it. She says, I know about that. Jack says, you've read it? She says, no, but I've heard about it. I know about it. Jack says, well, take it and read it. And then you can judge it. No, she. I mean, if Jack had touched her with it, we would have probably been sued. That would have been about not taking that little piece of newspaper.
Well, you see, and these are worthy people. Oh, they believe. And yet you have to only know that God is open. God does not restrict you from reading the dirty books. He encourages you, if you have time, to go read them. And then you can see goodness from evil. Does this make the person evil? No, these are the most dedicated people. If you would be half as dedicated as that to witness, but the moment anybody tells you not to throw that in the garbage, what are they hiding from you? What is it they don't want you to know? Oh, well, they haven't read it. Well, that's worse. Because that, too, goes as a burden on their soul for having dragged you away. If you can read and you can study, then come confront me. Don't denounce me before you even know what I said. That would be like saying, Rick Kuykendall ought to be driven out of this town. He lets those nuts over there. Well, thank goodness he doesn't let them in the sanctuary. You wouldn't know God if he showed up in the sanctuary. How would you know him? Think about it. How would you know him? And do you think that he would allow you his most precious reflection and creation to simply drift idly up to some fluffy cloud filled with radioactivity, and you're going to fall back down through, and you have to live on food, and what are you going to do from there? Where are you going from there? I'm going to the pearly gates. Where are they? I know God will take care of it. He certainly did. He gave you a brain. And if you have a child or an adult, anyone you're responsible for who is not capable of functioning with that brain in wholeness, they are already godly. Do you see? Look at a retarded child. I don't care what age. They are totally perfect. They are innocent. They harbor no hate. They only love. And we can't even be patient with them. God is total love. And he's also total allowance. And how long are you going to keep kicking him? Because every time you say, I am unworthy, you insult him. You are his reflection. If you are unworthy, then I suggest you clean up your act. Yes, please.
We're going to have to wrap it up.
Salut.
Maybe we'll be able to do this. Thank you.
Blessings.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Oh. Well, Rick may make the ship too, but the one who laid it all on his shoulders may find it a little bit hard to get up those steps. And you're trying to live in a dream world. And you've got to dream. You have to dream, or you can't set any goals. You have to vision, or you cannot reach anything. You have to know where you're headed, or you may as well not start. And that's where everybody is, wandering around all over the map, going exactly where they tell you to go, even catching the diseases they suggest you have. And you nicely will go over and lay down, let them shoot you. They'll take your guns away so that you cannot defend selves. And so then you're going to say, well, Hatton, you just said. Yes, I did. And I would feel better about all of you if you didn't have any guns, because that won't tempt you then to go out there and form a militia to think that you are going to stop this thing come upon you. You cannot stop it that way. You can stop it one way, that is by learning and knowing truth. And that gives you freedom. Evil will not stand in the light of God, not for one solitary minute. Well, I might get killed. Precious ones, you are headed to get killed. Unless you have a pass to the underground in Australia. I didn't say right over here at Edwards. If this bunch who have planned this world has not given you a pass into the underground security of Australia, you aren't on their list to live. It's that bad. But I want to tell you the good news. They've built an army, and they built it for God, and they didn't know it. You're going to hear all about the alien invasion so that they can get you all riled up, and now we'll go fight those aliens. Well, you have Russians who have built cosmospheres that are more sophisticated than anything you have. And there are some very godly Russians. And for your own sake, I want to share this with you. Never, never try to prejudge where your help may come from. Those cosmosphere drivers are not on the side of the elite. And they're trying every way to pull Russia down and get control of those cosmospheres. They have moon bases. And you just shot one of their major bases out. That's why the cosmonaut had to go 2 weeks or a month or whatever. The biggest bunch of BS I've ever heard. He couldn't get down here because his craft was damaged. And you damaged it. And they're mad at you. The Battle of Armageddon itself will begin in the Middle East, just like the prophecies. Because it's the Islamic nations and the Christians that they want to wipe out. And they've got to get rid of Islam first. They know that most of the Christians have been put to sleep, mesmerized by raptures and things like that. They don't have to. They'll march right over you and you won't do anything about it. But Islam will not sit still. They'll fight till the last man is dead because they know they're just going to a greater and higher glory is the way they put it. The whole world knows but you. You are the victims of this lie. You are the people of the lie. Now let me give you the hope. This is the hope. God's come to you. God's returned to this nation. This is a very special area. It holds the communication system, the navigation system of this little corner of the universe. It has always been here. It has always been above when other continents have gone down. And this is why they have built in Australia. Australia is part of old Mu. And you can tell by the way the tectonic plates work that this area right here will be thrust up. That does not bode well for the coast. But that's another evening. They have built, manufactured, they have many craft. And they have taken the DNAs and they have replicated a bunch of little mechanical beings, which I think is very handy. Some of them are very small, some are very large, more sophisticated. But I want to tell you, no Mickey Mouse ET gets from the farthest reaches of space into your environment without being a lot smarter than the dodo heads that they portray for you, so that you are locked to these monsters There aren't any monsters out there. They're all here with you. They're not even allowed to come and go. They're all here with you. Restricted here to you. It's a time of confronting God, a time of sorting, and a time of Kali, that means chaos. And I think you'll look around you and you'll feel like from time to time you have it. They can pulse beams in at entire cities that can absolutely cause them to riot against each other, go out and kill each other, or die of depression by suicide. How can you counter it? By taking your power, controlling your frequencies, and countering it. In this area, you have it better because I'm not going to let them get through the shield. Because this is where some of the remnant is going to be. And this is where the other half of my team is. And I don't care whether the Christian church is like me or not. I don't have a doctrine, I have God. And you can have him too. And then you can make some of the decisions. Please.
The question was, okay, the question was, explain the staff of life.
No. I'm struggling with it a little myself because I don't want just to slash and cut it because there's a great meaning there. And I like Joshua. I like him better actually than Moses. He listened. They built these great walls around Jericho. And he listened. I'm going to knock them down for you. How do you suppose he did it? Not through magic. He got his troops marching around that wall and he got the harmonics up and it just tumbled down. Physics. Don't expect God to give you mysticism when he's already given you order, logic, and reason. And the natural laws of creation are unbending, absolute, forever. The laws of God will vary in some instances depending on the size of a planet, but not in concept. Never. You bend them. You vote them in, you vote them out. But the facts are, on what you call Judgment Day, nose to nose, they're going to be there in solid, pure gold, blinking at you like neon sign. Ooh, I wish I hadn't done that. Shouldn't have tattled on my neighbor, or whatever. The blessing is that most of you are so much better than you believe yourselves to be. Because God measures intent, soul intent. And if your intent were not godly, you wouldn't have bothered to walk over here tonight or drive or however you got here. You just wouldn't bother. If any came to denounce me, then I consider you a hostile alien and I'll be happy to hear you. In fact, I love controversy. In this sense, I simply ask questions. And I don't have to ask many, where did you get that? Have you read all of this? Have any of you read all of these things? Have you read 55 Phoenix Journals and every liberator? Then don't denounce me until you have, or you don't know what you're talking about.
I'll tattle on some other neighbors we had come knock on our door.
This is tattle on neighbor night.
I won't say what group they were with if they carry a little magazine. And Janet got him at the door, and I went trotting off to my bathroom and got my copy of Liberator. Told Jack, you hand them our literature, and they'll read it, and we'll take theirs and read it. She wouldn't touch it. She says, I know about that. Jack says, you've read it? She says, no, but I've heard about it. I know about it. Jack says, well, take it and read it, and then you can judge it. No, she. I mean, if Jack had touched her with it, we would have probably been sued. That had been about not taking that little piece of newspaper.
Well, you see, and these are worthy people. Oh, they believe. And yet you have to only know that God is open. God does not restrict you from reading the dirty books. He encourages you, if you have time, to go read them. And then you can see goodness from evil. Does this make the person evil? No, these are the most dedicated people. If you would be half as dedicated as that to witness. But the moment anybody tells you not to, throw that in the garbage. What are they hiding from you? What is it they don't want you to know? Oh, well, they haven't read it. Well, that's worse. Because that too goes as a burden on their soul for having dragged you away. If you can read and you can study, then come confront me. Don't denounce me before you even know what I said. That would be like saying, Rick Kuykendall ought to be driven out of this town. He lets those nuts over there. Well, thank goodness he doesn't let them in the sanctuary. You wouldn't know God if he showed up in the sanctuary. How would you know him? Think about it. How would you know him? And do you think that he would allow you, his most precious reflection and creation, to simply drift idly up to some fluffy cloud filled with radioactivity and you're going to fall back down through and you have to live on food, and what are you going to do from there? Where are you going from there? I'm going to the pearly gates. Where are they? I know God will take care of it. He certainly did. He gave you a brain. And if you have a child or an adult, anyone you're responsible for who is not capable of functioning with that brain in wholeness, they are already godly. Do you see? Look at a retarded child. I don't care what age. They are totally perfect. They are innocent. They harbor no hate. They only love. And we can't even be patient with them. God is total love. And he's also total allowance. And how long are you going to keep kicking him? Because every time you say, I am unworthy, you insult him. You are his reflection. If you are unworthy, then I suggest you clean up your act.
time?
Yes, please.
We're going to have to wrap it up.
Salud.
And maybe we'll be able to do this. Thank you.
Blessings.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh.